This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Mark.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that Hunter Pence, thank you, Dibs, thank you, Mark, works on a day like today and a day like tomorrow and Friday and next week.
Yeah, it works in perpetuity, except when it's Mark and Mark, then it doesn't work, which is the only time it actually got uttered.
But the Mark he was referencing was Mark with the C, not Mark with the K. So really, it only works today.
I guess I wasn't here for it, so I can't call it. It depends on, you know, how you you took it. And normally when you say goodbye in a radio interview, you say goodbye to the person who says, hey, thanks for joining us, Hunter. You would say, thank you, Mark. All right, Dibs. You know, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how Hunter works, or I don't know how it went. I do know this. I was just in advance of our conversation that we're going to have about the commish going in the Hall of Fame. I was just looking at a couple of different things, and the 2026 Baseball Writers Hall of Fame ballot will include, it's the freaking Bay!
Hunter Pence!
Eligible
He's on
for the
ballot?
First time. He will be on the ballot for the first time, and along with other people who won't get in, and no disrespect to Hunter, but he's just not a Hall of Famer, but it's always fun to see the names that percolate on this list.
What's the percent that you need to stay on the ballot?
You need 5%.
To stay on the ballot.
Yeah. Last year, Torrey Hunter, who, not a Hall of Famer, very good player, he got 5.1% last year in his sixth try. Or actually, his fifth try. He's coming up on his sixth try, and in the upcoming ballot, an interesting name, a guy who very well should be a Hall of Famer in my eyes, Manny Ramirez. Mm. He's in his 10th and final go-round on the Hall of Fame ballot.
He's just another one of those, well, he took PEDs, so we can't let him in.
Right, right. But other guys who took PEDs or maybe took PEDs have gotten in.
David Ortiz.
Correct. He was first ballot, I believe. I think he was first ballot.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I have the list right here.
But he's definitely in.
Yeah, and
so 5% is the number that's what Pence is hoping for.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, he's not getting in first ballot Hall of Famer. He's probably not a Hall of Famer, period.
Well, you're probably not getting in at all, but if you can at least
stay on the ballot, at least
that would be nice. You know, you get the 5% and, you know, you hang in there, big guy, there'll be brighter days ahead. That would be, that's at least something, because, you know, every year you see guys on the ballot who don't get 5%. Like last year, Hanley Ramirez, no votes. Fernando Rodney, no votes. Ben Zobrist got 2 votes. So those guys were all, you know, one and done on the ballot.
And that's right for those guys. All quality players, but definitely nowhere near Hall of Famers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll give you your pick, Dibs. You brought up the Hall of Fame, which is something that A-Rod brought up. Do you want to hear from A-Rod, or do you want to hear Chris Broussard talk about something we were talking about earlier today?
Let's start with Broussard, and then we can pivot to the Hall of Fame thing, because I got a lot of thoughts on what A-Rod said about Flaccid Rob, the commissioner.
Flaccid Rob. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But first, Chris Broussard on FS1's First Things First, talking about the swing-off that ended the All-Star game last night in Atlanta. Safe to say, Chris Broussard loved it.
To me, it is a no-brainer.
Ooh.
Absolute no. It checks all the boxes. Number one,
gimmick.
It's incredibly exciting.
Correct.
Incredibly. All right. Every game that went into extra innings would be exciting. All right. Number two, it speeds up the finish. That baseball wants quicker games. All fans want quicker games. You don't have the 12, the 14, the 16 game, your inning game on a Tuesday night when you have to work in a few hours if you're an adult fan.
Okay, that's Chris Broussard. And the question that was posed there on First Things First was, should the swing off be the way that every extra innings baseball game ends? Not just the All-Star game, but regular season games. Should that be what MLB turns to instead of a 10th inning, Dibs? A swing off every time we're tied after 9 innings?
Absolutely not. And we wouldn't say the same thing in other sports. Like, Chris Broussard would not advocate for a 3-point shooting contest in the NBA after Orlando and Miami do a great battle 48 minutes and it's 118 apiece. And now we're going to trot out a Magic and a Heat, and you're going to get, you know, it's basically make it, take it from the top of the
Desmond
key.
Desmond Bane versus Tyler Hero.
Thank you. We're going to shoot it out. Like when you go and play pickup basketball, and if you are there waiting to play and you got to shoot for your spot, that's pressure. If you're not one of the five guys to make it, then you don't get to get on the court and play. Nobody wants to see an NBA game end that way. Nobody wants to see a football game end with a kickoff. You know, we're going to start
a kicking contest.
Yeah, we'll start at the 40, and then we'll back it up to the 45. Then we'll back it up to the 50.
Sometimes that is kind of what NFL overtime turns into, is just who makes their field goal and who doesn't.
But at least each team gets a possession, and I have the ability to tackle you, and I have the ability to, you know, maybe jar the ball loose and turn the tide of a game. Last night, in terms of the All-Star game, perfect. Let's have a swing-off. Let's get this thing over with. We don't need to see this thing drag on into the night because the result ultimately doesn't matter. But in a regular season game, let's make it matter because it actually does matter.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a hard no for me in terms of regular season baseball games. What about the way hockey does it in the regular season? Hockey plays, what, a 5-minute overtime period, and then they go to a shootout after that if it's still tied after the overtime period.
Yeah, I don't love it. I would much rather just have it end in a tie. And I know you and Lucas, as soccer fans, you're probably more okay with ties in general because in a regular season, you play the 90, and then you play the added time. And if it's 0-0 or 1-1, that's it. It's a regular season game. Each team gets a point. It's a tie, and we move on. But I don't know if the American sports audience has the ability to tolerate a tie in general, and that's why. And in hockey, fine. And I think you play 4-on-4.
I think it's 3-on-3.
3-on-3.
Yeah.
Well, 4-on-4 if you count the goalie.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But I was actually thinking that it was 4 skaters against 4 skaters. But already that's kind of a cockamamie ghost runner on second format anyway.
Hockey is so, like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like football, but football plays the extra period, although they have taken time off of it, and ties do become a little more common in the NFL now because you get to the whole overtime period scoreless. But hockey is such a grueling and physical sport, and you play 82 of those games every year. Like, you have a whole extra period of hockey. That's a lot to ask those athletes to do. 5 minutes of basketball, right? That's not that much. Like, sometimes you get, like, double or triple overtime and you play an extra quarter worth of basketball games. But the sport that you're talking about also kind of makes a difference. And in terms of baseball, it's much easier for baseball players to play 12 innings than it is for football players to play five full quarters, or for hockey to play 4 full periods. So it makes a little bit more sense when your sport is maybe a little more grueling and physical to try to cut that thing a little shorter.
That's why I think in hockey, it's a tie. And we can all just part ways, as opposed to in 5 minutes of 3-on-3 is kind of exciting. And I guess, is it a golden goal where the first team to score, it's just over? You don't play the full 5 minutes. Play until somebody scores, I would imagine. I should be more steeped.
Is it golden goal?
Yeah, in hockey.
Yeah, whenever you score, it's over.
Right, and just if you don't score, then we go into the shootout. And the hockey shootout is more exciting than the soccer shootout. I actually think that soccer should do the shootout the way hockey does. Start with the ball at the top of the 18, and I get to dribble, and the goalie can come out, and it's 1v1. You can take the shot early. The goalie can come out and cut down the angle. I think that would make the soccer shootout more exciting because the penalty kick in soccer is converted at, what, a 90% rate for the most part? Probably 85 to 90%.
I'd guess somewhere in the 80s. Yeah, somewhere around there.
At the top level, absolutely. It's almost not impossible for the goalie to make a stop, but of the stops, I would bet that half of them are straight misses and half of them are actual saves.
Yeah. A save is pretty rare.
Yeah.
Most time you just have people missing entirely.
Yeah. Last tie in the NFL was 2022, Commanders and Giants. So
really? There hasn't been ties the last handful of years?
No. No.
Really?
Yeah, this is according to Wikipedia.
That can't be right.
I'm seeing 2022. That would mean the last two seasons there were no ties. So you can fact check away if you'd like. And for me in the NFL, what I'd like to see is in overtime, you just play 10 minutes. And I know it's a physical game and it's grueling and all the rest of it, but that way you don't have to worry about each team needs to touch the ball and all the rest of it. Just play 10 minutes. Wow. And at the end of the 10 minutes, whatever the score is, that's the game.
No ties the last 2 years. That surprises me. There were two ties in 2022.
It surprises me that you doubted me. That's what's really surprising. I mean, I'm looking right at it.
I'm more doubted Wikipedia than you.
You still had to go to the Google machine.
I feel like we normally get a tie like every one tie every year. I feel
like it.
Wow.
Maybe on the average you get a tie a year, but
yeah,
the NFL, it still is kind of rare. And what you're saying is, you know, a team can get the ball and go down and kick a field goal, and the other team has to either match it or they lose.
Yeah. That is a good rule, like giving and giving the other team, not just first score wins the game, giving the other teams an opportunity to rebut after a field goal to begin overtime. We're going to take some calls here on this in just a sec, but first, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're on this because Chris Broussard of Fox Sports 1 says that the swing-off that we saw to end the All-Star game last night, that should be used for every extra innings baseball game in the regular season. Let's hear it one more time. Chris Broussard on First Things First, the question that they threw out on their show on FS1, swing-off for every extra innings baseball game?
To me, it is a no-brainer.
Ooh. True.
Absolute no-brainer. It checks all the boxes. Number one,
gimmick.
It's incredibly exciting.
Gimmick.
Incredibly. All right, every game that went into extra innings would be exciting. All right, number two, it speeds up the finish. That baseball wants quicker games. All fans want quicker games. You don't have the 12, the 14, the 16 game, your inning game on a Tuesday night when you have to work in a few hours if you're an adult fan.
All right, so Dibs is out on that. I'm out on that. What about you? 888-957-9570. Theo is in the East Bay and wants to weigh in. Theo, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Look, I'm out on it too, man. I'm kind of a younger guy, but look, just because we get presented with new information all the time doesn't mean we have to switch up everything. I mean, I wasn't watching all these older heads go 24 innings every game and stuff like that. And you know what? It doesn't happen often, but when it does, you know, I feel like that's what baseball is about. I mean, going into extra innings, to me as a fan, is free baseball. I mean, I love it. I mean, I get to watch more baseball. I get to see these guys go out there, grind it out, get a win. And yeah, I see the excitement aspect of it. But look, it's just a cheap way of getting fans in and out, and I don't like it, man. I could already hear old baseball greats shaking their head at even the thought of this. So yeah, I'm out on it, man. And as far as other sports goes, too, no way, man. Like a 3-point contest to end the game with like a Steph Curry, no way. So yeah, I'm out on it, boys. Thanks for taking my calls.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, thanks, Theo. Appreciate it. I think a lot of our listeners out there are probably in lockstep with you. It does. I think the phrase that Theo used there is a good one, Dibs. It just feels like a cheap way to to try to attract people into your game. And if that's what it takes to get people to like your game, maybe they're just not going to ever like your game in the first place.
And I think that the automatic runner or the ghost runner has made it so even when you get to extra innings, you're probably going to get somewhat of a faster resolution.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was just looking at the longest game since the implementation of the ghost runner was a 16-inning game. Dodgers and Padres back in 2021.
Oh, I remember that.
5.5 hours, and that's the outlier. And I think the game might have been scoreless going into extra innings, and it wound up 5-3. So that is a little bit outside the norm. I would say, and I haven't done the exact deep dive on this yet, but I will certainly do it in the near future. What percentage of extra inning games end in the 10th? Because it feels to me like more than half, I would say, right?
For sure, I would think so.
And of all the games where we go extras, it seems like you get to the 10th and one of the teams is going to get it done with a runner on second and nobody out.
I wonder, since the implementation of the ghost runner, of all games that go extras, what's the average length? It's probably around 11?
I would think
so. In terms of the average length of those extra inning games?
Yeah, if let's just say 60% end in the 10th and 25% end in the 11th and only 15 go to the 12th or later, then you're probably looking at like the 10th and a half inning, if there is such a thing, and there's not. But
and with all the new implementations and rules that have already cut down on game time, pitch clock and three batter minimums for pitchers and fewer throws over to first.
Right?
Disengagements.
Disengagements.
Not engagement. Shout out Mark Willard.
You and I are lockstep.
With all of that, what is two more innings of baseball? You're still going to be right around 3 hours in total anyway.
No doubt. And that's why my change, which will never happen because they're into this automatic runner, but I'd like the 10th inning to be a normal inning. And then
I'm with you.
The 11th, ghost runner on second. The 12th, ghost on first and second. The 13th, they're loaded.
Load them up.
Load them up. So now we're loaded with nobody out, and no game's going to go beyond 13. And if you got to 13, you imagine a game, it's like 2-2, and now it's the 13th, and they're loaded. Nobody out, and they're loaded, and the Giants find a way not to score.
Well, I was just thinking, they might. They might find a way.
And then the Rockies hit some flare to right, and it's over.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, that at least would get you to where you'd have one real inning before you got to this cockamamie ghost runner thing.
888-957-9570. The swing-off that we saw in the All-Star game yesterday, I'm not asking if you in or out on it for the All-Star game, because I think the vast majority of baseball fans enjoyed it. Now you can weigh in if you didn't, or if you did, you can let us know. But what about taking that to all of Major League Baseball, not just the All-Star game? 888-957-9570. Joe in Hayward is up next. Joe, it's Dibs and Grandy with you. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Can you guys hear me okay? I'm not in the best service area.
Yeah, you sound great.
All right, awesome. Hey, so look, I agree with you guys, and being someone that played, you know, baseball in college and things like that, I know I'm going to hear the water drop right now, come pretty soon here, but I do agree with you guys. But just to play devil's advocate, let's say this. Let's say after two extra innings, if we're still at a tie, then we go to a swing-off. I mean, yeah, it seems like it's going to be a lot, right? There's 160-something regular season games, but how many games actually go into extra innings? So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot more games, so it seems like it'd be a lot more. But maybe after two extra innings, if we're still at a tie, we go to a swing-off or something similar to that, it makes the game exciting. And again, look, this can save arms, very similar to other sports where it saves legs and other sports like that. So I wanted to kind of get your guys' thoughts on what you think about that.
Yeah, Joe, appreciate the call. That I think, Dibs, is maybe more along the lines with your line of thinking. It's maybe substituting, if you want to call it a gimmick, substituting one gimmick for another gimmick instead of like bases loaded to begin an inning. It's just, all right, swing off time. I don't know if how you feel about that necessarily. I mean, we're used to the Manfred man or the ghost runner on second innings to begin extra innings. If you get to like the 13th inning, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to a swing off. You get that far along, okay. I would maybe begin to consider it. I am more of a baseball purist. I don't want the ghost runner at all. But I understand how difficult it is for teams to play 16, 17, 18 inning games in the middle of a regular season when you have another game the next day and no days off over the course of the next 14 days.
You might have 19 games in 19 days. So I get that. I don't love it, but I understand it. And I don't want to ever get to a point where you've got a game decided by somebody on their own team lobbing a baseball to a guy so he can hit it. I'd much rather go to my cockamamie solution of they're just bases loaded. Now your pitcher's got to come in and he's going to throw hard and try to get you out, as opposed to here's a cookie, go ahead and smash it. And I used to play wiffle ball with my friends, and we had a rule where if you walked a guy, you had the choice of either taking the base or the other guy has to just throw you a lob. And I get to hit the lob, and whatever happens, happens. I might ground out off the lob, or I take my base. So
God forbid, you know, strikeout on a lob.
Right. Well, if it's a 3-1 count, you'd have two hacks at the cookie. But, you know, if it's a 3-2 count and I throw you a cookie and you swing and miss, that's on you. So just looking at the research, it's between 7 and 10% of games go extra innings, which is a lot higher than I thought it would be. Mm. And in 2023, the number was 7%, according to FanGraphs. So that's a lot of extra inning games that would be resolved by a swing-off. That's too many baseball games for me.
It's too much. You're taking out one half of the game, the pitching aspect of it. And you're also taking out the defensive aspect of
right.
it. You're taking out two-thirds of the game.
Because in the swing-off, it's either you hit a home run, I don't have to field it, and you don't have to run the bases.
Home run, yes. Not home run, no. It's as simple as that.
So of the five tools, you're taking away four of them. Hitting, running, catching, and hitting for average. I mean, slugging, fielding is the other one you would be taking out. But
and you're also taking out pitching.
Exactly. Yeah. So what are we even doing here? It's not baseball anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. But in an all-star environment, where you have those sluggers, even the guys that are at the back end of the all-star game roster, it was fun for me in that instance, but no, I'm way too much of a baseball purist to even consider for a second 10th inning swing off in every Major League Baseball game. What about you? 888-957-9570. Michael's in San Mateo and wants to weigh in. Michael, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
I'm pretty much thinking that after the 9th inning, man, 10th inning, go no base runners, and then just add one every other inning until the bases are loaded. Still tie game, then you go to the swing-off.
Every other inning or every inning you add a base runner?
Every inning, add a runner.
So every inning.
10th inning, no ghost runners, 11th one, and so forth. Bases loaded, no runs, or ends up tied, go to the swing-off.
All right, Michael. It's an interesting addition. It's your idea, Dibs. Yep. And then after the base is loaded, nobody out. I guess in your logic would maybe you just start with a run already in the following inning if it's still tied
you
after that.
You just leave them loaded.
But instead of that, it's just the swing off after that.
Yeah, I don't want to ever get to the swing off because then it's just not baseball. At least if you're going to have a ghost runner on second or the Manfred man, as you call it, that guy was not earned on the field, but it goes down as an unearned run. So statistically, you can kind of stomach it because you're just putting a guy on second to try to cut to the chase, and you're still not getting to the point where you're just blatantly lobbing the ball to the other team. That's what I don't want to get to.
Yeah, I'm with you. Spencer, I see you on hold. We got to take a quick break. If you hang out there through the break, we'll get to you right when we come back. I know you want to weigh in on this swing-off in extra innings. We'll get to you when we come back. Plus, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. And today, we're giving one lucky listener a Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 4:30, which is coming up next segment, to learn how you can win. You're not going to want to miss it again today. We're giving away a Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk. All right, time for a break. You in or out on the swing-off in extra innings for all Major League Baseball games? Plus, we do have to play what A-Rod said about Rob Manfred, and we will react as well. And I think we got something fun planned as well for in honor of all these changes baseball has made over the years. What are some other changes that other leagues could bring to the table to improve their product. We'll get into that and more when we continue. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you. More next at 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Mark.
Listen, fellas and boys and everybody.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
A little bit of a Friday energy, I guess, yeah. On a Wednesday that kind of feels like a Monday. Because Dibs and I, we were in Vegas earlier this week for the NBA Summer League. And back here in San Francisco for the first time this week. So it kind of feels like a little bit like a Monday, but we're having a good time. Almost kind of feels like a Friday, which is always a good thing because you know you're feeling good if it feels like a Friday. Reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Dibs, we've been reacting to the All-Star game last night, which ended on a swing-off, which prompted takes such as this from Fox Sports 1's Chris Broussard. When asked if a swing-off should end every extra inning baseball game, he said this.
To me, it is a no-brainer.
Ooh.
Absolute no-brainer. It checks all the boxes. Number one,
gimmick.
It's incredibly exciting.
Correct.
Incredibly. All right, every game that went into extra innings would be exciting. All right, number two, it speeds up the finish. That baseball wants quicker games. All fans want quicker games. You don't have the 12, the 14, the 16 game, your inning game on a Tuesday night when you have to work in a few hours if you're an adult fan.
So according to Broussard, it's a no-brainer, Dibs. Every 10th inning, screw it. Swing off time. That's how we're determining a winner.
Who was he with? Because I agree wholeheartedly with, come on, Bru. And then gimmick. He jumps in with gimmick.
I think Rob Parker, I think it's a group of people, but I think Rob Parker was one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the gamote. Rob Parker, friend of the program. Yep. It is a gimmick. And come on, Bru, short for Broussard. I'm kind of in that same camp. Like, we don't need to go to the gimmick that soon. And some callers have said, you know, if he gets to the 13th, then go swing off. I'm against that as well. And some of the great games, some of the most classic games you remember are games that go deep, deep, deep into the night. And so you would take away that sort of special memory, like the Giants playoff game in Washington where it went 18 innings and, you know, Brandon Belt comes through with the big hit and all those other memories of games that become special, the swing off would become too mundane.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It would feel weird for any, you know, regular season, even if it's, you know, a relatively meaningless game, to be decided by that kind of swing off. It takes away from the game of baseball. And I have been corrected. It's Kevin Wilds who shares the screen with Chris Broussard on FS1's First Things First. Broussard and Mr. Gamote himself, they share the Fox radio airwaves, but on TV, his partner is Kevin Wilds. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Spencer is in San Francisco and wants to react. Spencer, you're on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm fighting traffic to get home in Oakland. I'm in San Francisco just for work today, and I'm an Oakland A's fan. I was at the game in 2013 that went 19 innings, and Brandon Moss ended it with a two down in the 18th inning and a runner on first with a two-run jack to right field. I was sitting in right field bleachers, section 149, with my drum, you know, for that entire game. And I got to say, I think that this whole idea is just absolutely criminal. I think Rob Manfred is probably the second worst commissioner to, you know, Lou Wolf's BFF, Bud Selig. Of course, I'm biased as an Oakland A's fan in what has happened in that city, but I think that a lot has been changed, you know, from this game and, you know, this whole conversation about swing offs and robo umps and the runner on second when you start extra innings. I mean, I think all of that is ridiculous. I don't think we'll ever see 19 innings again as it stands with a runner on second in these extra innings. And I think it's a shame. I mean, yeah, like be an adult, call in sick or sack up and drink some coffee the next day and go to work. You know, as far as bullpens and pitchers, it's like that's the time that, you know, you go the next day and if your starter can't go, you go to your long men in your bullpen and you say, hey, it doesn't really matter what happens. You're finishing this game. And you let everybody recover. I mean, that's part of baseball. I think people just need to, like, recognize that we're changing a game that is, you know, over a century old. And I think it's, I think it's criminal. And that's pretty much how I feel about it.
I love your passion, Spencer. Yeah,
love the call, too. And I'm just looking at the box from that day. Brett Anderson comes out of the pen.
Brett Anderson,
normal starter. He went 5 1/3 in that game for the A's out of the pen just to try to duct tape that thing together and hold on.
They had to cover, out of the pen. Who started the game?
It was Dan Straley.
Giants legend, Dan Straley.
Gave up a six-piece, couldn't get out of the fifth. Then it was Neshek to Resop. Sean Doolittle, who was an awesome athletic, he came in and got an out, and then Grant Balfour pitched a couple. Then it went to Cook, then Anderson, and then Jerry Blevins.
Wow.
Closed it out for the A's. 10-8.
Crazy.
And they were down 6-1, and, you know, Pujols and the names on this. Josh Hamilton was on that that Angels team. Yeah. So the point is, and Spencer makes the point, that's a memory. And he'll never forget being there with his drum out there in the bleachers, 19-inning game. And, yeah, call in sick or go home early if you don't want to suck it up and be there for 19 innings.
I love the line. What was it? Grow up and call in sick.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you have a choice. Go home or suck it up and stay. And, you know, for Rob Manfred, I understand you want faster games, and I give him a pat on the back, and I give him a standing ovation for what he's done to make the games move more quickly. But this extra inning part of it, you don't have to make that to go quicker, because that is really the good stuff. You know, you sit there for 2 hours and only 30 minutes now for a 9-inning game and it's tied. Let's get more baseball.
Yeah, to Spencer's point and to your point, one of the Giants memories that are that is seared into my brain and I will never forget for as long as I live, it was July, I might have the day exactly, July 7th, 2011, I think. And I can go and find the box score and see if that's exactly right. Maybe you can double check for me, Dibs. I think it was July 7th, 2011. Giants-Padres in San Francisco at what was then AT&T Park. I think it was a 14 or 15 inning game. Nate Sheerholtz hit two home runs, including the walk-off, in the 14th or the 15th. And I was sitting in the bleachers, front row, in Triples Alley. I got a ball on a Pablo Sandoval ground rule double. It was one of the best days of my life. And I remember it partially because the game went 15 innings, I think, and we had 2 7th-inning stretches.
Incredible.
It was amazing. And you don't get that nearly as often in today's baseball.
You just don't. And I've got it as July 6th, I believe.
Oh.
And I got it as a 14-inning game.
Okay, 14, not 15.
Giants 6, Padres 5.
Yep.
And, yeah, you mentioned it. Your memory's spot on. Nate Sheerholtz with 2 home runs in the ball game, and again, Pat Neshek. Pat Neshek was a Padre
guy.
A part of this one as well. Madison Bumgarner got the start. Then Ramirez, Mota, Brian Wilson, Sergio Romo, and the winning pitcher, friend of the program, Javi Lopez.
There we go, Javi. Way to go.
Javi getting it done.
Yeah.
Javi over Neshek, 14 innings. But again, to Spencer's point and your point, that's the good stuff.
Yep.
And you remember it partly because you got a ball on a ground rule double from the Panda, but that's incredible. Yeah, and you also had Andreas Torres with a couple of doubles. Mm. Aaron Rowan with a double.
Ah, Rowan.
Nate Sheerholtz was involved. Miguel Tejada?
Oh, that's right. He was a Giant in 2011.
I had forgotten about the Tejada
era. I had forgotten
era.
About that, too.
Second baseman. Yeah, so anyway, those are the games that you remember.
And you don't get that as much anymore.
No.
You really, really
and
don't.
And I was running some of the numbers, and I believe it was it's 68% of games now end in the 10th, and that's just looking at the first year of 2020, and I've been going through and trying to find other info. 2019, the last year before they went to the automatic runner, it was 44% of games ended in the 10th. And since they've gone to the automatic runner, that's
jump.
Gone up by at least 25%.
Yeah. So the average extra inning game now in baseball is probably somewhere between 10 and 11.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
An extra 20 minutes?
It can
25
be.
25 minutes?
It can be. And I don't mind the automatic runner, but I don't want to get to a swing off. And what Rob Manfred has done to speed up the game has been profound, and it's worked. And, you know, he's done a good job of that very thing, because baseball had gotten to be too long. And the problem was, the batter's stepping out, and I got to readjust my batting glove every pitch, and now the pitcher's got to scratch, and the pitcher's got to throw over, and it's like, let's go, get this thing moving, and now the pitch clock has done that.
Meanwhile, one of my most frustrating games I've ever been to, I think I don't have the date exactly, I could go and find it. It was 2010. It was the very tail end of Buster Posey's hit streak that he began that year with when he got called up. Remember when he replaced Benji Molina and got off to the torrid start and had, I don't know if it was like an 18, 20 game hit streak, whatever it was. I was at the game when his hit streak was snapped. Number one, I was frustrated because he didn't start in the game, and the only reason his hit streak was snapped was because he came in as a pinch hitter late and went 0 for 1, ending his hit streak. But the Giants that day, they got one hit or two hit and shut out. I believe it was by Ricky Nolasco. It was against the Marlins. I remember that specifically. And the game was like 2 hours and 10 minutes long. And I feel like I got shortchanged. Like, when I'm there in person, Dibs, I want the games to go 4.5 hours,
right,
not 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I always remember that game as well. And for all the opposite reasons of that Nate Sheerholtz 14-inning game, because I felt like I only got to watch half of a baseball game that day.
Yeah, that's a definite ripoff. Now, was this an extra inning game, or this
no.
was just a
no.
a garden variety game?
Garden variety. It was the end of Buster's hit streak. I remember that, and it might have been May or June 2010. I could go and find it during a commercial break.
No, but it's just great. Your memory is hilariously accurate on a lot of these things. But you know, I'm kind of with you on the game. Like, sometimes games nowadays can go too fast. And Willard has told this story where he goes to a game and you think after the second inning, all right, a hot dog and a beer would be nice. And you go up there and the lines in the concourse can be long because the Giants are, again, popular. And you get your dog and you put on mustard if you're an adult. You put on ketchup if you're a child. And then you take it back to your seat and it's the fifth inning. And you miss two innings because baseball just moves so quickly now.
Apparently, it's National Hot Dog Day today. Did you know that, Dibs?
I did not know that, no.
The great Lucas Alexander just told me that in my ear.
Okay.
Did you have a hot dog today, Luke?
No.
Oh, okay.
I actually had one yesterday.
At the airport?
No, at the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The arena.
Oh.
Grabbed a little dog. I was walking around doing the circuit. I thought, you know what? I haven't had a hot dog in a long time.
I asked at the airport because as I was walking down to our gate, I saw there was a Nathan's Famous hot dog in the Las Vegas airport. I've never been to the Las Vegas airport before, so I did not know.
You'd never been to the Vegas airport?
I've been to Vegas before a couple of times, but I had driven both times.
Yeah. It's a good airport. Good quality airport.
Yeah,
and they've
not bad.
Redesigned some of the food options. And I've never been a big fan of the National Blank Day because it's made up by somebody somewhere, but
trying
honestly
to sell hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. July 4th should be National Hot Dog Day. Mm. Not only for the Joey Chestnut hot dog eating contest, but I would bet that more hot dogs are eaten on July 4th than on any other day in America.
Oh yeah, I think
like July 16th, you're not thinking about let's have a hot dog on a Wednesday, but on the 4th, you're at a barbecue. Joey's putting down 71 with buns. Remember, soak the buns, kids. That should be National Hot Dog Day.
It's just Big Hot Dog Dibs trying to steal 2 days of the calendar, not just one.
Big Hot Dog. Yeah. It's like corporate America.
Exactly.
Big Hot Dog is trying to get their share. I get it.
It's like Valentine's Day, Dibs. It's all a scam.
It's also National Cherry Day, by the way.
Well, those don't even go together. That's terrible.
National Corn Fritter Day do anything for you guys?
It's also National Corn Fritter Day?
National Personal Chef Day today.
Ah, this is too much.
No, it's always too much. And you could pick any day, and there's probably seven more things that it's National Something Day. And it's just, God. I mean, Big Fritter is trying to get their piece of the pie.
God, I hate Big Fritter.
Apparently, it's National AI Day as well. Not sure how long that's been around.
Oh, I'm talking about practice.
Out on that one. I am very out on that one.
Andre Iguodala?
Just AI, artificial intelligence. Oh. Why do they need a day?
Pretty soon they're going to have every day.
Exactly. So leave us alone for now, please. I've seen a couple people start calling in on the contest line. Don't do that. It is not time. If you call the contest line right now, you cannot win. The reason why people are calling into the contest line is because we are giving away that Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. Here's how it's going to work. Sometime over the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you three clues. After that, and not immediately after that, sometime shortly thereafter, we'll play a sounder, and at that time, you'll have to tell us which former All-Star we're talking about. So stay tuned and listen for those clues. The clues are coming up shortly. Okay, Dibs, before we get to those clues, and our caller Spencer led us into this perfectly, talking about how much he hates Rob Manfred, it leads us into what Alex Rodriguez said yesterday on The Herd with Colin Cowherd on FS1. He was talking about what we're talking about, the automated ball strike system, the challenge system that was being implemented in the All-Star game last night, and he was asked about that, shared how excited he was, and then went further and was talking about Rob Manfred. So here's A-Rod on The Herd with Colin Cowherd yesterday talking about Rob Manfred in baseball.
I'm a big Rob Manfred fan, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. Single-handedly, I mean, with the changes he's made the last two or three years to really save our game, he probably belongs in Cooperstown. But the reason why I like this, Colin, technology's made the game better. Anytime you make players and umpires more accountable, it's a great thing. Going back 10 years, that strike you see right there on the screen, 83% of the time, the umpires were getting it right. 10 years ago. Today, that number's ballooned to 97%. So it's a much better quality, much better game, much better accuracy. All those things are good. Now, the application of it, we have to go see how it works. I know they've been doing it in the minor leagues. I am really looking forward to tonight to see how that plays out, because I'm a little bit on the fence, but I'm more pro because I think Rob Manfred deserves some credit. He's built some equity here over the last 3 or 4 years with his changes.
Okay, there's A-Rod excited for the ABS challenge system being added to the All-Star game, and I think based on how it worked out yesterday, he would be given no reason to not like it, so I would imagine he's still very in on that. But I think the larger point, Dibs, is what he said about Rob Manfred at the very beginning. He saved the sport of baseball.
Single-handedly.
Single-handedly, and as a result, deserves to be in Cooperstown. What do you think about that?
Well, it's nonsense, and it's pandering from a guy who is trying to resurrect his own Hall of Fame candidacy. If you look at A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, in his 4 years on the ballot, he's gone from 34% to 36 to 35 to 37, which is to say he's not dead in the water, but he is flatlined at a level where he's not trending toward getting inducted. Now, he's got six more shots at it. Unfortunately, Barry Bonds, he started to trend in the right direction, and he just ran out of time.
Yeah.
10 years you're eligible, and you get to 10, and now you have to wait for the Veterans Committee.
And you need, what, 75% of the vote?
75% gets in, and if you look at this past year, I think you had three get in, and next year you might only have one get in. Adrian Beltre, I think, is the one who's probably trending toward being the one, and you know, there are a couple other guys who might get there, but Alex Rodriguez has been going on a campaign to rehabilitate his image. This is a guy who is not only one time, but two times been popped for using performance-enhancing drugs. And I think he's the only athlete in baseball to be popped two different times. Yet, you see him out there on all the broadcasts, and now he is basically polishing an apple for Commissioner Rob Manfred and behaving like the teacher's pet. This, to me, is a well-planned-out campaign for him to rehab his image so that by the time 6 years comes up, people are going to think differently about Alex Rodriguez, and he'll get in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so let's set aside his motives, and I'll grant you maybe he's not coming from this from a selfless point of view. Is there any truth to him crediting Rob Manfred for quote-unquote saving baseball? I mean, he
single-handedly.
Single-handedly is probably
Alex's words.
It is too aggressive. But Rob Manfred, he probably does deserve some credit for the rule changes that he has made that I think most people would agree have helped make the game more interesting, more fun.
Somewhat, yeah. I give him some credit for that, and I don't think that he is the lone person who has done that. And honestly, baseball across the board, attendance is not up. It's slightly down by league averages, even from last year. And offense is still down. And I was looking at the numbers earlier in the show, and the Giants, for example, and actually the entire National League, their OPS, on base plus slugging, is lower than it was when pitchers were still hitting back in 2019. Mm. So even though you've added an extra hitter and you've done away with the shift, offense is still down across the board, at least in the National League. The pitch clock has been good. It has sped up games. I'll give him credit for that. Banning the shift, I don't know how much of an impact that's had because you still have players who are playing right behind second, and so the hit up the middle.
Yeah, you banned the extreme shift, but not all shifting.
Right. So, like, the whole thing was when you hit a ball past the pitcher sharply up the middle, that should be a hit. And it's not a hit still because shortstops play, they shade over, and they make the play. I do think that some of the things that he's done have helped the overall watchability of the game, but the automatic runner at second to me is a miss. We still are struggling with the umpires in the strike zone. So to say that he has saved the game, give me a break, Alex. And where's the barf bag? Honestly, it makes me want to throw up.
Really? That strong of a reaction?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, how much can you kiss up to the commissioner? Like, the pitch clock, good. That's great. It's not like it was a revolutionary thing. They were doing it in the minors for years before he finally pulled his head out and said, hey!
There's a lot of hand-wringing about this, though, at the majors. There was a lot of opposition to it. Like, it did take a certain level of, I don't know if guts is the right word, but, like, willingness to upset quite a few people to insert that into the game.
It took a global pandemic for him to go to the automatic runner at second. It wasn't until that post-pandemic season in 2020 that somebody came up with the idea, and I doubt he was sitting there, you know, with a mask on in his lab and thought, I've got a great idea. That had been used in other baseball type sports for years before, so it's not like he's come up with anything groundbreaking. He's just finally figured out that some of these small tweaks might help the sport.
All right, I want to get
Hall of Fame worthy.
That's fair. I want to get to more of that when we come back, because I think there's a lot more there to dive into. The messenger certainly matters here, and A-Rod is as messy of a messenger as we could possibly have. But right now, it is time to give you the clues that you need in order to give us the right answer if you want to win our Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing, all part of our All-Star Week prize blowout. Again, note, don't call right now, but just make note of these hints and these clues because you will need them to answer correctly. All right, here are your three clues. Number one. I was an all-star three times in my career, all with the same team in 03, 04, and 06. Number two, I was born in Lewiston, Idaho. And number three, I am a pitcher, and I share the same last name with a current Giant, but we spell it differently. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call. You will hear the sounder soon, and at that point, call in and try to guess the winner, and you will win a Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. Write down the phone number right now of our contest line, 415-523-4652, 415-523-4652, but do not call right now. When you hear the sounder next segment, you will know to call and give us the answer. Dibs, one more time really quickly. An all-star in 03, 04, and 06. born in Lewiston, Idaho, and a pitcher that shares the same last name with a current Giant but spelled differently. Don't tell us, but do you know the answer? Do you think you know?
Of course, Grandy.
You got this one.
Absolutely. Okay. This one I got on lock.
All right. We will give you the sounder coming up next, and once we have our answer, we will tell you the answer if you have not been able to figure it out yourself. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We've got the Giants prize pack and a gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.